When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hair, check. Cough drops, check. Wit and wisdom, check. Coffee, check. Dogs, check. And you, check. How about that? It almost sounds like I wrote that. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them impactpowersportsmi.com. A fantastic place if you want to get into a brand new Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike. They have it all at Impact. And conveniently located in the middle of nowhere. Along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. You'll notice that you're there when you see a structure. To the east and west, it's surrounded by nothing. Hang on, this is bothering me. All this shit in here. I don't like it in the shop. That was where those records were that I had, you know, and they just sat there. I ended up selling them all for like $80 to some dude at the garage sale. Still in there is, this is like what you would use to clean your records. And one of the dogs chewed it up. I don't need any of this shit anymore. Garbage. And anybody who has vinyl, shut up. It does not sound better than other... Hell, vinyl doesn't sound better than tape. Anybody who tells you that vinyl sounds better than anything, they suck. They don't have ears. Welcome to the show. I already forgot what I was going to say. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're awesome. Got Darla in the background. She's doing okay. I'm wondering how long till she has to go potty. Her tongue is sticking out. Bruce next to her. O'Neill down here. This room has to be cleaned. It smells perpetually like fart. Dog fart. It's so bad. If you were to go into the local Humane Society, it smells better there than it does in here right now. It's really starting to get on my nerves. I got to get this done. I got to make time somehow. All right. We have a Big Fraud Thursday today. 6 p.m. It starts with Ben Glaze and myself doing Who Are These Free Beers? And boy, do we have a humdinger of an episode. I'm not going to go out of my way to say what Ben Glaze will feature. But I think it involves some silly games. So there's that. Now, for my clips, I gave you a little taste of what I'll be parking on a little bit, a Freebeer self-triggering moment. But there's a lot more than just that. We've got a series of bummer jokes that take place. Jokes with little or no reaction that, in fact, don't make sense. Our beloved Maitland tells a story. And that in and of itself, just describing it as Maitland tells a story, that's really all you need to hear. The young lady doesn't have like broadcast sensibilities, is not able to scrutinize and discern what should be said and what should not be said. And I don't entirely blame her. She's in an environment where, despite her inexperience, you get a microphone and say whatever the hell you want. We don't care here. And that comes into play in a around the room segment where three or four times every show for full segments, each person will say hello, say their name, I am, and then says something interesting about themselves. Now imagine that. If three or four times a day you had to announce, every day, you had to announce something interesting about yourself, you're going to run out of interesting things to say rather quickly. It is a formula for disaster. And it happens all too often. And you add into the fact that the young lady is probably more suited in broadcasting for a behind-the-scenes role. Let's just leave it at that. When I say leave it at that, what I mean to say is, she sucks. Okay? It's that simple. I'm not really one to dance around how I feel, but there are some really inept people on that show. Well, all of them, really. I think the only one that is worth anything, I've said many times, is Kelly. Greg can't tell a story or complete a sentence to save his life. Hot Wings has provided nothing forever. Those two alone, you have a guy who can't complete a sentence and is completely irrelevant and boring, and another guy who's useless. Those are the two main people on the show. If it wasn't for my contribution to that show and making it relevant, they would be nowhere. I can say that beyond the shadow of a doubt. Had I not met up with them, they would have never had the success that they have right now. And I am still waiting for my plaque that I should be given from them for my contributions to getting that show an audience. Now, after I left, they've been drifting along, resting on the laurels that I helped build. And I don't know how they can look at themselves in the mirror. The best part of me on that show is how humble I was. You all know that. Jeremy says, me telling people about pinball would be infinitely more interesting than any of the stories those weirdos tell. And pinball stories are miserably boring. I cannot agree with that. I think that your pinball stories would be equally as shitty. Don't kid yourself. I'm glad that you have made yourself visible in the chat, Jeremy. Because we have a nice little underlying story that is buzzing on this show that is quite interesting. It seems like with the snap of a finger, Jeremy and Rebecca are going to spend a little time getting to know each other. No, nothing major. These two fools spend quite a bit of time here on the show in the chat, and that's excellent. And then I don't remember how it started, but the idea was floated about them hanging out. They have a lot of common interests, the show. They're both trying to be less gross. With a pretty good level of success between these two. What started as, yeah, we're going to get together in a month before the big pinball orgy, has now bloomed into, we're going to go out this weekend. Like, they're actually going out together, coming up here. Now, I was doing some, by the way, Joe Martinez is in the chat, and he writes, it's about the record player. Vinyl is awesome, bitch. I enthusiastically disagree with you. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be out trying to collect money from Jiffy Lube? Nick in Houston says, I need a heating and cooling guy. Anyone have any recommendations? I don't have any. I used to. I don't have a recommendation now. Because some cocksucker decided to be a bitch and pull up stakes. If I have ever told you to call upon a certain heating and cooling company, I want you to forget that. Look up in the white pages or the yellow pages, or just Google, obviously, any heating and cooling specialist that begins with the letters B through Z. Joe Martinez says, listen, bitch, it's temporary. We'll see. We will see. Until it's not temporary, ladies and gentlemen, Google is your friend when it comes to seeking out an HVAC company. Not that long ago, I received this from Jeremy, our resident show Romeo. I need Ari Zane's opinion. Now, Ari Zane is the love agent or the sex agent. I talk up the parties. I bring people together. It doesn't always work. We will see if it works here because Ari Zane came out of retirement to get these two tractor-assed fools together. Jeremy writes, I don't eat in Grand Rapids very often. I usually go to either Stella's or Beltline Bar when I do. But those places are probably a bit loud for a first date introductory butt sniffing. Does Ari Zane think Sanchez would be more appropriate? Now, right away when I read that, I'm thinking about reaching out to Rebecca and saying, cancel all plans. You don't want any part of a moron who is so stupid he can't even come up with a place to eat. And I wrote, I've only been to the Beltline bar. Is it really that loud in there? Now, it's not. It's not. It's a goddamn family restaurant. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Now, this is classic overthinking. I would think it might be on a Saturday at 6 p.m. just because of how it's set up. How it's set up? What are you talking about? There's a bar on one side and a restaurant on the other, separated by a wall. How fucking loud do you think it is? I wrote, I've been there when it's busy, and I don't recall the restaurant being especially loud. It's a restaurant, not a goddamn nightclub, you dumb fuck. Then I wrote, I'm reading all of this stupid conversation on the air. He says, those tables aren't for dancing on top of. Maybe I was doing it wrong this whole time. I'm still leaning towards Sanchez. It's downtown, so there's more to do within walking distance after dinner if everything goes well. Oh, God. And then he says, by all means, go ahead. LOL. Reading this shit on the show. Oh, fuck. A lot of disgusting comments, too. Hazmat referenced earlier about porking. He also says, go to Bosco's Pub, eat a wrap, then eat her wrap. Come on. What the fuck is going on with you people? Now, I understand how it is with people that are younger than me, which is everyone. But I think that that kind of is the way it is. You know, I would never dream of seeing a person's private parts on a first date. But I think that's kind of like that happens more than I'm really aware of. People get together and they, you know, they meet for the first time. And then 15 minutes later, they're eating ass. That's what Corey says. Gen Z eats ass. It's very common for them. But these aren't Gen Z people. I'm pretty sure these are what would be described as millennials, right? I don't know if millennials eat ass, if they do it that quickly. And I frankly don't want to know. Some of that, I mean, you got to leave some to the imagination. I mean, I don't mind joking about stuff like that here on the show, but I really don't want to know. All right, Jeremy says publicly in the chat, it's a first time butt sniffing. While I'm back there, I might as well get a taste. Good God, you know, she's here. Yeah, this is already ridiculous. And then Rebecca writes, she's laughing at that. She's like, you're talking about eating my asshole. Fucking shit. All right. I received word today from my moles / assistants. As Nick says, how many dates until Pooh Bear got the pleasure of seeing you naked? I think we went out on a first date in January of 1989, mid-January. And I would say late February. That's when the full-on nudity happened. I heard from one of my moles. That would be Chris K. And I don't know if I'm going to have this today because I've got my clips all set for who are these free beers. At 8:29 Eastern, a.m. Eastern, he writes, free beers said not the word education, but edumacation. How does that happen? I'm curious as to how he responded to that. Edumacation. 7 minutes later, I get one at 8:36. It says, 8:36, free beer flubs, a stamps.com read. And for some reason, he was saying the word horny during the read. Probably doing some joke, you know, making another bummer joke. Free beer, instead of saying horny, said morny. Says morny instead of horny. Steve chimes in after that. I wrote, oh no, he's circling the drain, LOL. Bob heard it. He said a beat up followed. Outstanding. Now, whenever I hear the beat ups, I won't feature the beat ups on Who Are These Free Beers. I will only feature the beat up when he gets fussy afterwards, which he doesn't do that much. I don't think he has an axe to grind with any of these people personally. Well, maybe he does, but he doesn't really let it show. With me, he used to get angry. But I think he's on good terms with these people. We oftentimes weren't because Greg's such an intense pussy, and I used to let him know that all the time, and he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. So that kind of makes sense why he would get pissed off at me. All right. So there you go. 6 p.m. tonight, we have another edition of Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You may have seen a lot of talk on your notifications about the NFL teams releasing their schedules yesterday. And society in the U.S. is so crazy football that I guess this is a big deal. Now, it's not. It's not a big deal at all. But people act like it's a big deal. Like, if you were to tune to, like, your favorite sports talk station, like, for example, Billy Simonson, I imagine that if Billy was there and wasn't on vacation, he did 4 hours or 3 hours of going over the schedule of the Lions. Like, game by game of these games that are going to happen in 6 months. And then deciding whether or not they're going to win or lose those games. So that's stupid. I saw that the Lions schedule was released and I didn't care. I don't give a fuck. Not that I don't like I love the Lions, but that's not a big deal. Teams now come up with creative ways to announce their schedules. And this asshole is back again. Do you remember this dude? This rich fuck who does all this crazy shit first thing in the morning and all he's sticking his face in water, rubbing a banana peel on his fucking face, all that shit. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars hired this dick to help them release their schedule. This is how it went. Dumping the stupid ice in the bowl. Pouring the stupid water in. Adding lemon. His shirt's off. He's completely jacked. Sticks his stupid face in there. He's in the Jacksonville Jaguars locker room. Wonder how much I paid him to do this. Todd. The morning minutes. Now he's brushing his stupid teeth. Now he's rubbing the stupid banana peel on his face. This asshole. I guess he's going to do a workout. He looks like he could play. Now, at this point, I'm watching him lift weights and slam the medicine ball. It's 10:40 a.m. I'm like, I call me crazy, but maybe this guy could get an NFL tryout being this jacked. Well, why would he want to do that? I mean, all he has to do is get absolutely ripped from lifting weights and make stupid videos of him wiping banana peels on his face, and he can make more money than the whole team combined.
Thank you.
God, that gulping sounds terrible. He's running like a maniac on the foot. Blocking dummy. Now he's on the practice facility. He's passing things like helmets of other teams. So, here you go. This is the schedule release. Now he turns out. This is ridiculous. I'm so sick of this fuck.
I know what you're telling me, Roger, but we need more primetime games. Hello.
He's charging my next.
Thank you. Hey, 10 million, bro. Okay.
There's a goddamn schedule. Who gives a fuck? Jeremy says, why is he doing all this at 11 a.m.? Doesn't he have a job to do? Tyler says he could play, but he couldn't pass a drug test. You don't know that. My point on this is, it's like, are people really that excited? They are, I guess, about teams releasing their schedules. So cool. Boy, that's great. All right. Corey says this is his job. Ha ha. Well, I don't fault him for that. I mean, a content creator is outstanding. I heard somebody talking the other day about should content creators or social media influencers be considered to be celebrities and walk on red carpets? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Why? It doesn't matter. As long as people are aware of you and they pay attention to you, that's it. That's all you need.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
You don't need anything else. All you need to do is be able to do something and have people pay attention to it. And if they like it, there you go. Like, there was a, what is that dog? That it's a golden retriever, and I forget her name, but she like hops from back leg to back leg. I forgot that dog's name. It's really great. And he kind of like stands over the dog, and she does this hop hop thing. The guy who owns it, this golden retriever, this beautiful long-haired golden dog. Nala, that's the dog's name. Nala hops. And he's got a video of him walking down the street with thousands of people coming up to him and just like, oh my God, I love you so much. you know, and he's a millionaire 100 times over because the dog hops from back leg to back leg. I got to get it now because I'm a fan too. I don't know how people realize that it was him because all those dogs look the same. Nala Hops? Is that what it is? Nala Stomps. That's it. I thought it was Nala Hops. Gets recognized. Okay. This is a video of Nala getting recognized in public.
Are you Nala Stomp?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok right now.
Oh my gosh, is that Nala Stomp?
Yeah.
Oh,
actually.
I'm Nala Stomp.
I just chased you.
Oh, she's stomping. Oh my God. She's doing the stomps. Oh my God.
And it's all chicks.
Oh,
this guy,
I tried this guy
could get so much tail if he wanted to. Look at these women that are just incredibly beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
Wow.
Nala.
He should do follow-up videos of him eating ass. All these women that love him.
Is this the Nala?
Yeah.
Shut up.
See, what a reaction. If I'm him, can we do Nala Stomps? And he'll say, I need to eat ass.
I know you from TikTok.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Nala.
That's right.
Good to meet you, man.
You see, Nala is the new TV, radio, movie star personality. Or TikTokers. Or people on social media. Or influencers. It's fucking great. The playing field has been so leveled. Corey writes, oh my gosh, equals eat my pussy. Holy shit. It is so true. Corey says that dude has 100,000 plus every stream he does. Casanet. Oh, yeah. My God. So if you're the guy who has Nala, you know, that dog's not going to live forever. Does there come a point when he, you know, like, okay, I got to get a Nala 2 and train Nala 2 to... I think this was an accident that it even happened in the first place, that the dog had that... Or what happens there? I mean, just the fact that he could be out just on the fucking paddleboard doing his thing with the dog and people are recognizing him. I love that. There was a moment. Dogs will do that. They'll put you on the map every time. I mean, thanks to my dogs, as you can see in the background, with their very aggressive sleeping, that is enough to garner me sometimes upwards of 25 plus audience members on Twitch at any given time. So there you go. There's the proof. Chris says he's got to get that dog cloned now so that it can transition in seamlessly. Yeah, that's his life from now on. He will age and his Nalas will live forever. He's going to have to do that. My God, there was a moment. I mean, we just got a taste of that when we were in Maine. And we were walking through like an area, like a fucking bookstore or something like that, and Jackie or Justin had a backpack with Cece in the back, their dog, a Frenchie, and people were really, really like wanting to take a picture with her and love her up and all that, so that was fun. But it was so outstanding, she made such an impact, that like 2 days later we're walking up the side of a mountain. And coming down as a family, and they pass, and they're probably five steps away, and you can still hear them. One says to the other, "Was that Cece?" And we all like, "Wait, what?" And then it dawns on us that she probably met them. And we turned around. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, met their acquaintance. And that is fucking gold. Some of the biggest stars in the world are people like Nala and Nala Stomps and that dude. Okay? So if you were to put up a red carpet of all of the best stars that exist, you know, outside of like Tom Cruise, Nala Stomps would be right up there. Maybe like, what's the fat guy with the tattoos on his face that is Mr. Positivity? Oh, God damn it. What is his name? It's not Post Malone. We just talked about the fucking guy. I guess he was in prison and now he was fat. Now he's not fat, or he's trying not to be fat. What is his name? Bubba? Bubba the Love Sponge. Big guy. Jelly. Jelly Roll. So Jelly Roll, Tom Cruise, Nala Stomps. Chris says the dog Tatum. Tatum's people made a killing for a while there. Yeah, but they got annoying. The voice was, it's just too much. The new people that I watch, there's a couple people that I watch regularly on that show up in my feeds. There's a cute couple, and the husband is like kind of quiet and not that exuberant, real handsome dude, and the wife is just a total cutie patootie, and he's always making like sexist jokes, and then she always reacts with, "Oh, you," and they're adorable. Jennifer Harris, is that her name? Hold on. Jennifer Harris, Facebook couple. Yeah, I'm starting to like these Facebook couples. No, that's not her. Jennifer something. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. I'll have to come back to that. I don't want to spend all my time searching for it. And then the other cute couple is the couple that sets up traps for each other in the house. And, like, the wife will come walking through and all of a sudden a goddamn balloon filled with shaving cream will come swinging in out of nowhere and just whammo right in the fucking face. And then he goes, ha, 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 ha. And then he pops one of those confetti poppers and flips it into the air and walks away, and she's laughing and they're laughing. It's just ridiculous. I can't stop watching these two. And she gets him some of the time, but he gets her more than she gets him. Rebecca says, have y'all been watching the story of the rescue dog who came from an abusive situation and the owners have been slowly gaining its trust? The pup just recently started seeking out pets and visited the outside for the first time. I'm so in love with that story. Oh, big time. That's better than anything you could see on TV today. I'm pretty sure that the people that are making those videos, though, what they're doing is they get a dog and then one family member, like, beats the hell out of it. All right? It's the sinister underbelly of dodo videos. It's true. When you're watching those videos, if you see a video like what Rebecca was just saying there, 99 out of 100 times, it's actually a family that goes and gets the dog, and then they beat it up for a month. And then after they beat it up for a month, they pass it off to another person in the in their little circle there, and then they slowly bring it back to life by being nice to it and then record it, and then they edit it all up, and then once it's posted, it immediately gets 90 billion views and makes $15. That's what's happening right there. It's a horrible new industry that is being exposed right now by the Department of Justice and Animal Affairs. So, I mean, when you're watching that, you are actually contributing to harming an animal. So just be careful about that. Yoda World says there is some truth to that, especially if it's from overseas. Wow, I just made that up. Is that right? That actually might be a thing? Hey, I got a great idea. Let's get a dog and be mean to it, and then we'll bring it back. That's some fucking dirty, devious work right there. Fuck that shit. Yoda World says the ones where they rescue a drowning animal. Yeah, be a little suspect. I guess it makes sense, you know. You see the dog about to go under. It's 15 camera views. There's a drone. There's a camera under the water. The guy jumping in's got a GoPro on. Might be. You got to think about these things. Thank you, Yoda World. All right. I have no idea how we have gotten to the point that we are at right now in this show. But there's been a lot that's been happening here. I couldn't tell you what. I'm just reasonably confident that it is somewhat entertaining. For those of you that are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to let you go. But I do want to remind you that today is a Big Fraud Thursday. A brand new edition of Who Are These Freebeers will debut at 6 p.m. If you sign up for my Patreon for free and sign up for Tier 2, you get first crack at all the new material. And the first crack is always the live audio-video episode. So check out the live stream if you want. As it happens live, the latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers, show number 55, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, when you sign up, again, sign up for 7 days free. And then if you want it after the 7 days, you can go in and re-enable your card. And then I'll charge you $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, and live streams. Molly with a question. So if I did audio only, can I participate in the live? No, ma'am. I don't know if you've signed up for the freebie yet, but if you do, just sign up for 7 days free on Tier 2. That will give you access to everything. Does that make sense? Tier 2 is the most elaborate thing I have. Just Tier 1 and Tier 2. Tier 1 is audio only, $5 a month. Tier 2, audio, video, live streams, first crack at all new material, participation in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Audio of this podcast on the free platform is available everywhere that you download shows. So you might be the type who enjoys it live as it happens on Twitch, which is totally fine, at Eric Zane Live. But, hey, I wish I could get just the audio when I'm driving around or whatever. I'm on all of the platforms. Just search for my name and you will find me, Eric Zane Live, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any of those other ones that exist. I don't pay attention to those ones. I don't know why you would. Some people swear by those little shitbag ones. Oh, it's a great platform. Who gives a fuck? Just click on any one of them and listen to the goddamn show. Like one's better than the other. send me an email on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Shoreliners, they stripe parking lots and athletic fields. My email is eric@ericzaneshow.com. That's also for inquiries on marketing. If your business wants to market, you can say hello and I'll take care of that. Stand by, I got to sneeze. Oh, boy. That was a good one. What else did I want to say? I had a guy that reached out to me the other day, and I hate it when this happens. I had a guy reach out to me. Local businessman. Easy. I want to know more about marketing. I send him what I always send everybody. It's like a get-to-know-you package. Just a short bit of information about me. Four paragraphs. Some what they describe as analytics. How many are listening. And then I also record a sample commercial. It's called a spec spot of what it could sound like if you market on my show. I never send how much it costs. I just send that. And at the end of the email, I write, if what I've sent you is enough to have, I don't want to be presumptive and send pricing. That's bad form in my world. If you are interested in pricing, tell me so, and I will send it. It's more of a respect thing than anything. And I indicate that. As soon as I sent what I just told you I sent, dude responds with, send the pricing. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a hot lead. If he's that quick to respond. So now how I price the podcast is generally what the same as I've priced it for like ever. And it's very affordable. So I send it. And then I get ghosted. Now, I consider ghosting, especially on a hot lead, to be a day and a half. I think I got ghosted. Now, I might be wrong on this. But after all that quick back and forth, because all that pre-stuff happened, boom, like that. As soon as I send the pricing, disappears. And then I'm always direct when I send the one follow-up. You get one. And I never do it with all that defeatist language of, hey, just circling back to see if maybe we can talk how I can help you tell everybody about what you do. That's bullshit. I always write, hello, what did you think? Question mark. Yes, comma, no, comma, maybe, question mark. Signed, Eric. And then that's it. And then nothing. Gone. Just say no. I don't even care if you say go fuck yourself. Just don't do it where you say no, nothing. Are you nuts? God, it's so annoying to me. I literally would have a better feeling if you said, fuck off and die. Corey writes, be a media gangster. Become a sponsor or I'll badmouth your business. It's protection money. Oh my God, that's brilliant. Case in point, a certain heating and cooling guy Joe Martinez is still here enjoying the show. You know what's funny about Joe Martinez? Today I had Joe Martinez, his fantastic son-in-law, David, show up. Joe writes, that's what you're trying to do with me, bitch. David was here to tune up my AC and my heater. And I kind of like tiptoed around and I go, yeah, I don't know. What's wrong with Joe? He's being kind of vague. I don't know what his deal is. Just, I have no idea what his, he was marketing and then he just stopped marketing. I don't know what his deal is. Now he doesn't get involved in that shit, but I was just fucking with him. No. Joe Martinez, as soon as he starts paying me, I will tell you about the successes and the good things. Until then, I don't know what to tell him. I mean, he's a nice guy, but I don't know if there's like an issue with ICE or he's not telling me the whole story when it comes to his citizenship. I mean, that could be possible. And you hear all the time now about how Trump is rounding up not only people who just come into the U.S., but also anybody with the last name of Martinez is winding up in the El Salvador prison. So, and I don't know, I mean, who would qualify for that? So there is potential, ladies and gentlemen, that there might be a free HVAC company for one of you if the entire clan is uprooted and moved to El Salvador. Corey writes, quote, here on the Eric Zane Show, we don't support DEI hires. Therefore, we have dropped your sponsorship. Well, that's ridiculous. I love DEI. I wish it was everywhere. You know, that whole thing has been a fucking weird scenario. Bad, bad times to be sure. Let me kick the audience out again that has been trying, been watching the show on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for being here, but you can join me on Patreon later on. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to our friends at Dumpaholics. They hooked me up with a dumpster recently. You can find them online. Dumpaholicsco.com. If you need a dumpster in West Michigan, that's who you call. How about Kuiper Tree Care? Terrific sponsor of the show. Last year at about this time, they helped me get rid of a couple of trees, and it was awesome. They specialize in West Michigan at Kuiper Tree Care on tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, tree trimming, and storm cleanup, which you might have some storms blowing through here tonight. 616-828-8225, a trusted team of experts. They have three certified arborists that can answer all of your questions. 616-828-8225. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance, I got a hold of him yesterday. He talked me through a couple of things. I talked with him about Chris in Buffalo. So, Chris in Buffalo, I want you to go to buyinsurancehere.com, mention me, fill out the form. Now, Frank is not going to work with you directly in New York, but he has teams and boots on the ground in every state. So, he will pass you off to an unbelievable agent who will take care of your needs. And that's how I do it, one at a time. When I was talking with Frank yesterday, he says, ZZ, the people from your show who call me are what we call ultra hot leads. They almost always utilize my services. Frank's services are free. He helps people get insurance through healthcare.gov and help you navigate that. A lot of you don't even know how that works. But if you are without insurance because you're in between jobs, perhaps your employer does not offer insurance or you're self-employed, you need to have someone cross these T's and dot these I's for you. That's what Frank does. His site, again, is buyinsurancehere.com. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.